You're listening to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. We are with Dr. Kobe Slater, better known as Dr. Kobe. Today, you're going to be talking about depression. And I think that, you know, everyone hears about it. It's actually spoken about a lot nowadays. But what is depression and who suffers from it? I mean, when do we know you're clinically depressed? I mean, there are some days where I'm tired and I'm down and something didn't go right and I'm mad at my husband or my kids are being bad and they're fighting. You know, what is depression? Am I depressed because I stay in bed for one day angry, or is it because I stay in bed for 2 days angry, or what is depression?
Thanks, Tammy. So yeah, I'm here to talk to you today about depression. A lot of people are suffering from depression. In fact, in North America, it's estimated that 1 in 4 of us will suffer from depression at some point in our lives. Depression affects females much more than males, and there's certainly different types of depression. There's situational depression. Maybe you're going through something traumatic, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, a move that wasn't planned. And so situational depression usually resolves fairly quickly, within a few months. Clinical depression is different. Clinical depression is something that happens when someone is feeling low in mood for longer than a 3-month period, and they have definitely more dark days than more good days. There are so many different underlying causes of depression, and that's the one thing that I really wanted to talk about today. We hear about depression all the time. We know there's treatment out there. There's many different pharmaceuticals that work for depression. There are many wonderful natural remedies that work for depression. But in my field of medicine, I'm always a seeker of the cause. If someone comes to my clinic, I want to know why they're depressed. And I want to make sure that I turn every stone over and that I'm not missing something that could be fixed. So some of the most common causes of depression are even simple things like food allergies. So food allergies can actually manifest as something called cerebral allergies. And this happens when you're eating certain foods that actually cause depression. And so this inflammation process happens in the immune system, and then our feel-good hormones like serotonin don't get produced properly. And so what you can do about that is simply getting a food allergy test done and making sure that there are no foods that are causing your depression. The next thing are certain nutrient deficiencies. So nutrients, especially in the B vitamin area, specifically vitamin B3, B12, and B6, those nutrients are really, really important for us to have in adequate amounts so that we can produce serotonin. So touching on serotonin again, this is our feel-good hormone. This is the hormone or neurotransmitter that helps us have good stable moods. And then we reach hormones. So there are many different hormone problems that can cause depression. So many people, especially women, are wandering around with an undiagnosed low thyroid problem. It's actually estimated that 35% of the population is low thyroid and they haven't been properly diagnosed. And this is such a problem because it can often get missed in the limited lab work that happens here, especially in BC. And so there are actually 4 different hormones that are tested for the thyroid properly, but in BC, only one of them is tested. And the range for that hormone called TSH is really, really big here in Canada. In the States, in 2003, the Endocrinology Association recognized that that range was way too big, and they actually cut it in half. So now in the U.S., people are getting better diagnosed with thyroid issues. So depression can often mimic thyroid and vice versa. So we might have a patient who is chronically depressed and they're placed on antidepressants, but that thyroid diagnosis got missed. And so if we find out they have a low thyroid, we fix their thyroid, boom, the depression goes away. We also have many different digestive problems that can cause depression. So many of our neurotransmitters are actually produced in the gut. And there's a saying that goes, if you heal the gut, that will heal the brain. So if you've got any irritable bowel syndrome going on or inflammatory bowel, even if you get symptoms like gas, bloating, irregular bowel movements, that can affect your mood. So rather than just being placed on antidepressants and thinking that you have to be on these for the rest of your life, sometimes it's really a good idea to make sure that some of these causes aren't actually giving you the depression.
So when someone is already on an antidepressant, they're seeing their doctor for it, certainly you're not recommending them to go off of that antidepressant. But is there a way to go from, you know, their medical doctor to come to you, who is a natural doctor, and work in conjunction with, you know, lowering the intake of antidepressant, and while you're investigating and increasing, maybe it's, you know, their B intake or their minerals, or seeing if they're allergic? Can you work on in conjunction with another doctor?
Yes, definitely. I work with many local doctors in my community. I really always recommend that if someone is wanting to get off their antidepressants and they really feel like they want to get off them, that they work in conjunction with their doctor. You know, a lot of times they'll stay on their antidepressants while we're doing the investigative work, and we'll get that sorted out. We'll get their digestive system sorted out, their hormones sorted out, food allergies, and get better nutrition happening. And then they'll slowly, with the help of their doctor, ease down on the dose of their antidepressants. And at the same time, we'll start administering some really great natural remedies that will help them to better come off the antidepressants.
And what a number to think about as well. 1 in 4, you said 25% suffer from being depressed on some level. So it's not just a male disease. It's certainly not just a female disease, though more of us women are, I think we're overworked and we're stressed out, which is why we get depressed. So more information can be found on your website, which is
www.drcobie.com.
Thank you, Dr. Cobie.